Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, and now 6:30 here on a Friday morning. Three companies are seeking a contract with Kansas to build a new prison in Lansing to replace the state's oldest and largest lockup there. Corrections Secretary Joe Norwood told lawmakers Thursday about the three bidders. He would not disclose the names publicly, but the Department of Administration tells the Associated Press they are Nashville-based Core Civic, Geo Group of Boca Raton, Florida, and Memphis firm Lansing Correctional Partners. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. An area of high pressure is spreading across Kansas today. That will give us quiet weather with a high 81 and a light southeast wind. But a slow-moving storm system heads our way by tonight, giving us a chance of showers and thunderstorms towards morning, our low 65. On Saturday, we will be very windy, warm and humid with a chance of showers and a few thunderstorms, some with possibly heavy rain, and a few of those storms could be strong. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently cloudy, 66 degrees, northeast wind at 15 miles per hour. Last Saturday afternoon, police were called to the Palace Theater in West Wichita at Ridge and Kellogg. Police officer Paul Cruz says an employee at the theater had located a small, suspicious camera in the box office area, which had video of restrooms inside the theater.
There have been no arrests at this time, and the Palace Theater staff is also fully cooperating with the investigation and detectives. One of the things we want to communicate with the public is if you see anything suspicious, especially an electronic device in the bathrooms, go ahead and notify the police immediately by calling 911.
Yeah, police say the camera was used in both the public and employee restrooms. The camera was collected by detectives and officers from the Exploited and Missing Child Unit are investigating the case. The annual community event Convoy of Hope is taking place Saturday in Wichita. Stacy Cathcart says there will be two sites this year offering free groceries, health screenings, family portraits, haircuts, prayer, activities for children, and job services.
Sometimes what we heard a lot was, you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, I'd like to get a job, but I don't have a GED. I'd like to get a job, but Stacy, all I can do is I can work at McDonald's. I really don't have a skill. I really don't have a trade. And so we're very, very strategic about bringing in social services and different things within our city that will really help people.
This year, there are two sites, McAdams Park in North Wichita, 13th and I-135, and Bethel Life Center in the 3700 block of South Meridian. So one on the north side, one on the south side. The events begin at 10 a.m. tomorrow. All people are welcome to attend. A Massachusetts woman who sent her boyfriend text messages encouraging him to kill himself has been sentenced to 15 months behind bars. 20-year-old Michelle Carter was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in June. ABC's Deborah Roberts has more on the case.
After 3 years and an emotionally charged trial that raised new questions about the power of the text, a judge sentencing 20-year-old Michelle Carter to 15 months in jail.
She was a bright young lady, did well in school, and I am satisfied that she was mindful of the actions.
Carter, found guilty of encouraging boyfriend Conrad Roy to kill himself through text messages and phone calls, a judge delaying jail time during appeal.
Two Washington State residents under arrest after police were tipped off to possible child molestation uncovered during a Southwest Airlines flight.
Police in San Jose, California say a woman flying on Southwest Airlines from Seattle to San Jose noticed a fellow passenger sitting in front of her texting about sexually molesting children. Police say 56-year-old Michael Keller was using a large phone with a big font and she saw what he was typing. The female passenger told the flight crew, who told police. Now, after an investigation, Keller and a woman in Tacoma, Washington, have been arrested and are facing child molestation charges. Two young children have been identified as victims. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Some Kansans believe solar power could be the next big thing to drive oil production.
Lee Lindquist and Jeff Bass of Ridge Enterprise believe they have created the first ever solar-powered oil well. The pair started working on the solar system in May, and by late July, they had a working test project completed. The well produces between 5 and 7 barrels of oil per day. Lindquist and Bay said they believe the solar well will be cost-efficient for many low-yielding wells that run on an engine. The pair also said the solar well is environmentally friendly and is built to last. The solar well was a test project. It's located in Kingman County on an area leased by McCoy Petroleum Corporation. Lindquist and Bay said their ultimate goal is to replace engine-based oil wells with solar-powered wells. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Ken Seltzer says if you're sending your kids to college, make sure they are properly insured.
The very first thing people need to do, parents need to do, students need to do is check with the insurance agent. That is always the number one thing you need to do, or check directly with your company. Get their advice and input. A couple of major areas, autos, health insurance, property insurance, all of those are important.
Sounds like very good advice if you've got a young one going to college this fall. I've got one grandson who is a year away from going away to college, so time to start thinking about some of those things, especially if you have a young one going away to school this fall. 6:35 now. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Nearly 2 tons of trinkets, statues, and jewelry crafted from the tusks of at least 100 slaughtered elephants were fed into a rock crusher in Central Park, New York, yesterday to demonstrate the state's commitment to smashing the illegal ivory trade. Artifacts were placed ceremoniously onto a conveyor belt to be ground into dust. They included piles of golf ball-sized Japanese sculptures intricately carved into monkeys, rabbits, and other fanciful designs. Many of the items were beautiful, some were extremely valuable, but state environmental officials and Wildlife Conservation Society members who partnered with Tiffany & Company for the ivory crush said no price justifies slaughtering elephants for their tusks. Figures show the Central African forest elephant population dropped 65%. Between 2002 and 2013 as a result of poaching. And I know those African nations probably don't have a lot of money for law enforcement and so forth. I know they're out there battling, trying to catch those poachers and keeping it from doing them from doing that. But gosh, 65% of, you know, killing elephants for tusks and ivory. And folks at Tiffany say, nope, we don't want it. So that was an interesting demonstration, but Ted, a lot of money going down the drain right there. Potential money, anyway.
And there are still a lot of markets worldwide that will take the ivory.
Yeah. The crushed stuff, don't they consider the crushed ivory to be some sort of a male enhancement or aphrodisiac or something? So, yeah, a lot of primitive thought going on, or non-thought. Hedgehog, which got stuck in a fruit bowl, has been freed after being taken to a fire station. I love a good hedgehog story, don't you, Ted? Authorities say the animal apparently strayed onto a property in Redditch, England, and was found yesterday morning wedged between metalwork forming part of the bowl. Had a bowl on its head. An officer took the hedgehog and the fruit bowl to Redditch Fire Station, where a fire crew got the poor chap loose. Got him out.
I hope there's video of this.
A hedgehog. They're cute little animals, aren't they? I don't know much about hedgehogs. Hey, staying on the United Kingdom front, a Scottish brewery says it plans to open a new bar on the U.S.-Mexico border in an effort to bring together craft beer fans from the two countries.
Why not?
BrewDog hopes to build its bar on the edge, half in Texas and half in Chihuahua.
Yeah, better hurry before the wall gets built.
How can you do this? It would serve Mexican beers on the U.S. side and American beers on the Mexican side, as well as BrewDog's range of craft beers brewed in Columbus, Ohio. So what do? Have this one restaurant and there's like a stripes painted on the floor for the border between the two countries? How's that work, Ted?
Well, let the Scots figure it out.
Yeah, the Scottish Brewing Company there. All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS, and it's time for our commodities update for Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Thursday, the cattle complex closed positive after some early session two-sided trading. New highs for the week were made, and most contracts have traded back into the open gap that was left 2 Mondays ago. Now, cattle trade has been mainly between 116 and 118, with more of that in the middle and the lower end of that range. August live cattle options expired today at 12 noon, and trading in the closes were mixed for the lean hog futures. On the close yesterday, August live cattle 70 cents higher, 115.22. August feeder cattle up 40 cents at 150.65, and October lean hog 72 cents lower at 65.50. Now, yesterday, the rain that moved through the western corn belt gave traders a reason to sell the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. New lows for the week were also made Thursday in the wheat, corn, and soybeans, along with negative closes. Now, private estimates for next Thursday's USDA supply and demand report are lower than the July report numbers. Yesterday, the Dow Jones made an all-time record high for the seventh straight session. At the moment, September KC wheat's 2¾ cents higher at 462.5. December corn's up 2 cents at 379¾. And November soybeans down a penny and a quarter at 959¼. September crude oil this morning, 26 cents lower at 48.77. December gold, 50 cents higher at 1,274.90. September S&P, 3.5 points higher, 2,475¼. September dollar index, 3 cents lower at 92.67. And September Dow Jones futures up 63 points at 22,037. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefter Commodities at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I don't know if you were listening a few minutes ago. We had a story out of New Mexico where some cattle have been shot, like six or seven. And it appears just not shot accidentally by a hunter or anything like that. Somebody apparently is just shooting cows and leaving them to rot there. A terrible form of vandalism. Does that ever happen in Kansas? I'm sure it does, but not very often, huh?
Right. And you're exactly right, Matt. It has happened, not very often, but this is nothing that's unusual.
Well, and you think about that, and you think anybody who's from the area, the farming or the agricultural community, is not going to do something like that, even goofy kids realize the value of cattle, and that animal is precious to you know, the economy in parts of our state.
Yeah, and I really wouldn't give the goofy kids a pass. I think we see a lot more that's done by some goofy people, period.
You mean we're not limited on goofy kids to the city?
That's exactly right. And I hate to say it, but there's getting to be less and less understanding of, you know, really what goes on out there in the country, because we're seeing each generation so far removed from agriculture. They don't really understand the importance of, you know, those animals. You know, they ought to at least respect the right of their life, but they don't even respect or understand what they represent as far as value.
Yeah, and you could probably go into any eating establishment, fast food establishment, where somebody's munching on a great big cheeseburger and ask him, hey, where did that brown part, that patty that you're chewing, where'd that come from? Probably 80% of people, well, I don't know.
It's pretty amazing. And you ask most people about where their food comes from, and the big part of them feels it comes from a grocery store.
Well, it does, but it has to come. It's true, but it has to come from someplace before that.
That's right.
And, you know, there are a lot of people out there who can't connect the dots on this kind of thing.
Well, and we don't educate them anymore about, yeah, you know, where their food comes from, how important it is. And this country is really bad about the fact that we do not understand what hunger really is.
Oh, no.
What other countries in the world have seen.
Never in my lifetime have I, you know, had a problem with that, and probably you haven't either, but, yeah.
No, and we also never have a problem with walking to a store and seeing bare shelves.
That's why whenever I eat out in public, if I'm with somebody, I never pick up the tab for them, because I feel they need to demonstrate that they know the value of the commodities.
You know, I've heard that. Yeah. I guess you confirmed the rumor I heard.
I do. All right. Thank you, Tom. It's
you.
642. Hey, would you like to win $1,000? We do it four times a day with our Hot Temps Cool Cash Contest. Have to listen and text us a special code word. We'll give it out on KNSS at 7, 11, 2, and 5. First one coming up here in about 18 minutes. Keep listening to KNSS each weekday, 7, 11, 2, and 5, for your chance to win $1,000. What really makes us happy? Well, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, will make us happy here in just a few minutes. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The Commodity Update, heard mornings at 640 on KNSS, is brought to you by Bluemont Hotel. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.